Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via my show page at blogtalkradio.com, thank you, guys, for tuning in as will. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give a comment or give your opinion on today's show, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show. And we'll go from there, okay? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Have a great show for you today, and hopefully it'll be informative to you. Hopefully you can grab something from it. You know, hopefully it will help you. Hopefully it'll help you be a little bit more patient with what's going on with the system this tax season. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 516-531-9483. Now, let's do this. I'm gonna start doing a. I'm gonna get back to my word of the day, okay? And today's word of the day is obeisance. Obeisance. Obeisance is a noun, and it means a movement of the body made in token of respect or submission. A movement of the body made in token of respect or submission. So I guess it's a way to move your body to show respect or submission. I guess that's right, right? Another one is acknowledgement of another's superiority or importance. Okay, so so it's like the, you know, when you see the president get off the helicopter or the or either Air Force One, and you've got military there that, you know, when they start coming down, when they get to the bottom of those steps, or I don't know if they're already saluting when they start coming off the plane or if they salute once they get to the ground. I'm not sure of that, but that's what obeisance is, a movement of the body made in token of respect or submission, acknowledgement of another's superiority or importance. Okay, and that movement is just that, you know, they get that stiff arm up to their foreheads or their hats, and they salute the president, and then he salutes them back, right? So that's a pretty good one. And the word is obeisance. All right, that's perfect. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I'm going to also pay some respects to myself and my realty business. I also sponsor this show. You can find me at frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. Whether you're buying a home, or whether you're selling your home, or whether you know someone who's buying the home, know someone who's selling the home, contact me. I'll help them every step of the way get to the dreams that they're looking for. You know, everyone has dreams of owning a home. Well, not everyone, but most people have dreams of owning a home or a lot of people have dreams of selling their present home and getting into a new one. And I can help you every step of the way. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. Go to my website. It's really neat, and you can contact me through there, or some of you know me personally. You can contact me anytime and let me know what's going on. Hey, 2021 can be a big money maker as far as real estate goes for all of us. All right, so let's go ahead and get into the show. Today's show is called Hang On, Folks. You can't file your taxes yet. Okay? And but hold on. Before I get into the show, I want to talk about the thunderstorm and rain last night. My goodness, I don't know if you guys slept through it or if you were awake like I was and was scared, but I wouldn't say I was scared because I love rain and thunderstorms, right? That's one of my things. I love when it rains. It seems to bring a calmness to me. Okay, it seems to bring a calmness to me. Even if it's pouring outside sometimes, hey, I'll get up and go out and sit and just listen to the rain. Okay, I know some of you say it's weird, but that's one of my things. But last night, I mean, it was crashing. And I don't know if I've heard lightning or thunder the way I heard it last night. I was telling my wife, I was like, we hadn't had thunder and a hard thunderstorm in a long time because we were, we were worried about the way the storm was pushing because our daughter's in school and is at school and the storm was going just her way. And we were concerned about her and if they were talking about tornadoes and this and that. So 1:30 in the morning, we were getting in touch with her. Anyway, but the storm was heavy last night. It rained for a little bit, and it just, oh my goodness, it was lightning that you were like, gee, it was flashing through the window. It was heavy last night, right? It was heavy last night. So enough of that. Let's go ahead and get into the show. This, again, the show is entitled, Hang On, Folks. You can't file your taxes yet. And the accounting firm, the professional accounting firm that sponsors the show, I was able to harness the owner of the firm and get them to come on for just a minute. I know how busy they are, so I get them to come on for just a minute to give you guys some professional tips about this year's tax season. And again, if you have a question, like I said, I'm only going to have them briefly. So if you have a question, go ahead and hit the number one on your keypad, and I'll bring you on the show, and you can ask the question, and I believe we can get an answer. So again, let's bring on the tax professional, Miss Laura Williams. She's already up on the show, so let's go ahead and see if we can talk to her. Good morning, Laura.
Morning, Frank. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on the show. I know there's a lot of questions and confusion out there regarding the tax season this year, so I appreciate the opportunity to bring your audience some clarification and answer any questions that I may.
Great. Well, before you get into that, I also wanted to say thank you for continuing to sponsor the show and support the show. And I really do appreciate it. And anytime you want to get something out there, something maybe that you found out recently or something that you've grabbed a hold of in your continuing education in taxes and accounting, please come to the show. And, you know, all you have to do is let me know that you want to give some stuff out to the audience, and I will get you on the show. So go ahead with whatever you'd like to say. Again, some people, like, you know, I work every day, so a lot of people at work are kind of wondering, you know, why they can't file their taxes now, like, you know, like they used to. Okay, I don't know if it was delayed last year or not, but before that, you know, as soon as you got your tax, your W-2s, people could jump in there and get their things filed and get a refund or what have you. You know how some people are as far as getting their refunds on their income taxes. So talk a little bit about why the delay, and maybe give us some tips on what we can do this year and going forward to make things better for ourselves.
So I'd like to start with the Tax Act that became effective in 2018. It's going to be in effect from 2018 through 2025. And the biggest thing discussed about that Tax Act was the increase in the standard deduction. You know, that's that deduction you take, like, for single people this year, it's going to be $12,400. For married people, it's going to be $24,800. And for head of household, it's going to be $18,650. These numbers are greatly increased from what they used to be prior to 2018. So 2018 was the really big year that all the taxes changed. But to answer your initial question, the reason everything is delayed this year, it's because of the lateness that the former president signed the tax package, the stimulus package. Most people don't know, but every time some type of bill comes through, there's always some fine print involving taxes in there. So this year, a lot of credits and things like that were expiring, and the IRS couldn't make any changes on it until it was signed into law. So the fact that the law was signed so late in the year, they needed time to update their systems and update forms to, you know, be in compliance with the new tax law. So that's the reason. I mean, even today, forms are not finalized yet. You know, IRS federal filing forms are not finalized. I mean, people are preparing taxes, but they can't file them until February the 12th. So that's the latest I've ever. I've been doing taxes for 30 years. I've never known us to have to wait this long to submit tax returns. So just for people, you know, looking for their refund, especially with people with kids with these child credits, probably will not get your refund until mid-March. So, you know, I apologize to everybody, and I know everybody is upset. I mean, it's hurting a lot of small businesses. A lot of businesses depend on people getting these refunds. So the biggest influx of money won't occur until around mid-March. But Friday, February the 12th, is the first day that the IRS is going to start accepting the returns. So once again, you know, if you work with a tax preparer, if you do it yourself or whatever, you – have the opportunity, you know, to go ahead and start, you know, getting your paperwork together and getting your return prepared, but it won't be accepted by the IRS until that date. Also, there, you know, I want people to kind of be aware of some things. If you're a tax preparer, I'm not saying, you know, it's a lot going on, you know, with the stimulus and everything, and if they're not keeping up with the laws, they might miss some things. So, you know, it's up to the individual. When you sign your name on that return, I mean, you're signing as if, you know what's going on that tax return, because you're going to be ultimately held responsible. So, you know, don't be afraid to question your tax preparer. For example, one big thing that came out is just for 2020, if you made charitable contributions and you couldn't itemize, which is Schedule A, because of these high standard deductions, you can still deduct up to $300 on the front of your tax return for contributions. So that's going to be a big help. I mean, I know a lot of people tithe, and even in their tithing, they don't make enough to itemize. But now you could take $300 off for contributions, regardless if you itemize. So, you know, don't forget to tell your tax preparer that you paid at least $300 to the church or to whoever, and that will lower your taxable income. Also, a lot of people took advantage of removing funds from their 401ks and IRAs who were under 59 and a half years old because they heard that 10% tax penalty was not going to be applicable, which is true. However, there's a special form that you have to complete in order for that 10% penalty not to be reflected on your tax return. So, you know, just remind your tax preparer, and you look for it. You look for it on the second page of your 1040, and it'll say, you know, tax for early withdrawal. And if there's a number there, you need to go back to them and say, hey, you know, you need to file whatever form to take this off of here because I'm not supposed to pay this 10% penalty. So, you know, it's you got to know what to look for because it's not going to be automatic. You know, your 1099-R that you get from your retirement company, they're not going to put a special code to say, you know, don't charge a 10% penalty. You know, unfortunately, that would help people, but they're not doing that. So you have to, you know, be on your P's and Q's and make sure that you're not paying that 10% penalty. You're still going to have to pay tax. Now, some people get that confused. You're going to have to pay tax on the money because it was pre-tax money. But the big deal was that additional 10% penalty they were charging if you were under 59 and a half years old. And all you have to say is you had to take the money out due to COVID reasons. And if that's your reason for taking it out, you don't have to pay that 10% penalty.
Okay, so I've kind of, when you were going through a lot of your stuff there, I was kind of writing down a couple of questions that maybe some people in the audience may not understand. When you in the beginning, you say the Tax Act of 2018. Now you have a standard deduction of, I think you said for a couple, $24,000 or something like that. When you say standard deduction,
every year. Sorry, go ahead.
When you say standard deduction, what does that mean? Standard deduction, and then connect the $24,000 to the standard deduction.
Okay, we have a new tax act that came into law starting 2018. It's going through 2025. And each year there's an increase in the standard deduction. That's like a write-off that you could take to lower your taxable income as opposed to what's called itemized deductions that you fill out on Schedule A. And itemized deductions, that's when you add up your charitable contributions, your state taxes paid, your real estate taxes paid, interest, mortgage interest on your house. You add all those things up, and you compare that to what they're giving you as a standard deduction, and you take the biggest number to write off against your taxes, your taxable income. So this year, the standard deduction is $24,800 for a married couple and $12,400 for a single individual and $18,650 for a head of household.
Okay. Okay. And then as far as the 401k, I know there were some people at work that were debating about taking money out of their 401k. I think it was simply because of the 10% penalty. But okay, if they take money out of their 401k during the pandemic, is Is that something that they, is it like a 401k loan where they have to pay it back to themselves, or is that just a chunk of money that came out of your 401k that'll never come back?
If they take a distribution, if they take out a chunk of money, number one, yes, that's not coming back. And they can spread that out actually over 3 years, so they don't have to show the full amount taken out in the first year, and they have the opportunity for people to pay it back. So, I mean, there's a lot going on right there, but the main thing I wanted them to know is that that 10% penalty, if they were under 59.5, you need to be sure that your tax preparer prepares the proper form so that 10% penalty will not be levied, because it does not come off your taxes automatically just because you took a distribution in 2020.
Okay, guys, and that's huge. And I know a lot of you guys who are listening to the show probably did that. You know, you probably did that as you were maybe off work when we had a stay-at-home thing going on. Maybe you were off work and you were just trying to figure out where you could get money from to keep the bills paid and keep the rent paid and keep food on the table. So a lot of you probably stepped into your 401ks and grabbed some money. So that's very important, what she just said as well. Again, the number to the show is 516-531-9483. Call in. Let's talk. Okay, couple of more things. Is the April 15th deadline being pushed out, or is it still going to be the same since they're not accepting returns until February? Somebody wrote me and asked me this. If they're not accepting returns until February 12th, then are they going to push the April 15th deadline back as well, or that's still going to be solid?
Not at this time. It has not been announced that they are planning on pushing that date back. So the big deal about April 15th is if you owe taxes. If you owe taxes, you can file an extension to file your return, but your taxes will still be due on the 15th. So regardless, when you file them, if you don't pay the tax due, you're going to be subject to interest and penalties. So right now, the April 15th date has not been changed, but they may change that in the future. I mean, this is a moving target we're working with here. I wanted to say this. I know everybody has been worried about their stimulus. You know, I got one the first time. I didn't get one this time. So let me talk about that. The first stimulus payment, the $1,200, if you were, single, that was based on people who filed their 2018 income taxes. And if they hadn't filed their 2018, they looked back to 2019. So based on your income, you received that $1,200. So mostly everybody, got that. That's a done deal. Now, this second stimulus, again, was signed into law really late. So some people got it really quick, but if you didn't and if you haven't by now, you probably won't get it. And what they're doing now is they're going to give it to you when you file your 2020 taxes as a tax credit. So you have to remember to tell your tax preparer, or when you do it yourself, there should be a question on there asking you about these stimulus payments. Number one, they said they're not going to be taxable. The first $1,200 is not going to be taxable, which is a change in the past. But they're really trying to figure out, who got it and who didn't. If you were a dependent on someone's tax return, you are not eligible to receive the stimulus. So there is so much confusion around that. And when I say a dependent, that means if someone claims you on their taxes, being like if you are between 17 years old or older, you still live at home with your parents, and they claim you are not eligible for the stimulus, you would not get a check. if you're an older person and you let your son or daughter or whoever claim you on their taxes, you are dependent. You will not receive the stimulus. And now with the new tax law, it's not even advantageous for people to let people claim them on their taxes. It only gives them a $500 credit. It's not like it was before the new tax law. We're talking, you know, $4,000 off of your taxable income. Now it's only $500. So if they're really not taking care of you, you know, keep your social to yourself, because now you've missed out on being able to get a $1,200 and another $600 stimulus payment because you let somebody claim you. So that's just period. That's it. You know, people keep saying, oh, my gosh, are they going to change that? No, they're not. If you're a dependent, you do not qualify. You will not receive the stimulus. But if you receive the stimulus the first time, you haven't received it the second time, they're going to give it to you when you file your 2020 taxes as a tax credit. So meaning if you would do a $100 refund, they'll give you $700 now if you didn't get that second $600 stimulus check.
Oh, cool. Okay. And then a lot of people think that they should get a tax return or income tax check, and they haven't worked all of 2020. They haven't worked all of 2020, and they think that they should get a refund at the end of the year. How does that thinking come about?
Well, first, you know, they don't know the definition of the word refund. I mean, refund means you paid for something and you maybe took it back or you didn't get the service and you got your money back. So if you never worked and never paid into taxes, then you never paid in anything. There's no refund to receive. So that's, I mean, getting a refund for taxes is a refund like anything else. If you don't pay in, you can't get anything out. Now, that's separate now from this whole stimulus deal. Regardless if they worked or not, just because of the pandemic, they would be subject to get a stimulus check. And people who don't have to file taxes, like people who only get Social Security, there's a place for them to go on the IRS website at www.irs.gov, and there's a button that says, I am a non-filer, where I don't file taxes. So they are able to fill out their information, the name, address, social, and they will receive a stimulus check. So, once again, you know, as long as you didn't let someone claim you as a dependent, you can still apply for the stimulus checks, even if you don't file taxes, if you're not required to file taxes.
So one more time, if you're not required to file taxes or you don't file taxes, then who are those people? So you said, who are those people? Elderly people or?
Some are elderly and some are not. For example, we have a lot of young people who are on disability. So
okay.
If you're on disability and, you know, that's how you receive your income, disability income is not taxable. But they can go out there and register as a non-filer and receive the stimulus. Now, I heard that a lot of college kids went out there and filled in the non-filer, but once again, they're wrong because they're being claimed as dependents. Dependents, they don't qualify, period, whether or not they file a return or not. So it's going to be something else in a few years, I know, if they ever try to come back and police this, but if you did at this point, if you haven't either received your direct deposit or a check in the mail, when you file your 2020 taxes, just be sure to state that you did not get the second round of stimulus, and they're supposed to give it to you as a credit on your taxes.
All right, great stuff. Great stuff is really a great conversation, great information. I really do appreciate you coming on the show. Before I let you go, let everyone know again how they can get in touch with you and your firm and maybe get a little work done.
Okay, and I want to give one last little tip. Once again, I keep speaking about this tax law change of 2018. If you have not completed a new form W-4 for your job, you're probably not getting enough taxes withheld, which is why a lot of people have been owing and which is why a lot of people have been getting smaller refunds. The form W-4 in the past was based on something called personal exemptions, and they are going away with the new tax law. So I suggest that you go to www.irs.gov and in the search box put in W-4 tool, and there is a tool out there that they're going to ask you some questions that will help you complete a new form W-4, and you could submit that to your employer. I'm very surprised that more employers haven't been more proactive and requested new forms W-4 from their employees, but from what I've been seeing, they have not. So once again, you know, your income tax situation is your responsibility. So be proactive and make sure your form W-4 is accurate so that you will have enough taxes withheld so you won't be surprised and owe at the end of the year. The way I may be reached is via phone at 770-732-0244. My company is CPA on Duty. We are located in downtown Austell, Georgia. However, due to the rising pandemic, we are not seeing people in person right now. However, we do have a system set up where you will have your own personalized portal to upload your documents, and we work remotely that way. We do teleconferences, and we know everyone is not computer savvy, so we have a Dropbox, and mailing your forms is still an option as well. Also, most people won't have their W-2s or 1099s until after January the 31st. That is the deadline for companies to send you these forms. And please, please, please don't forget to wait on your 1099-G if you received unemployment this year. A lot of people receive unemployment income, and that income is taxable. So you will be receiving a tax document for your unemployment, and you will need to report it.
Great, great.
That's
so,
about all I have today, Frank.
All right. And this form, W-4, so you're saying that everyone who's an employee should request this form from their employer and make sure that they get that submitted to have their correct withholdings done, right?
Yes, as soon as possible. I mean, you know, a lot of people have online access to their payroll where they can go in there and make changes to their form W-4. But please, you know, take the time to look at that. And if you don't know how to complete it, there is a tool, you know, the www.irs.gov that will assist you in completing that form. And they ask you all kinds of questions. I just say, you know, they ask you about income of other people in your house and all that. You don't have to give that information. That's just information to help you, you know, come up with how you need to fill out the W-4. So you don't need to fill all that out. That's none of your employer's business. But just go through the tool, and at the end of the day, it'll end up saying, you know, claim 0, 1, 2, just like in the old days. But at least you'll have a better idea of, you know, how much income you can make before you'll be subject to additional taxes.
Great, great. Well, Laura, we appreciate your time, and again, we know you're busy, but we do appreciate your time. I learned something from this, and I hope that everyone who's listening to the show learned something. I know there are some people that came into the show a little bit later after we started, but, you know, maybe we can... Maybe we can rub our hands together and talk her into coming on the show later on in the month, or, well, this month almost over, so maybe next month or something, but I know that'll be a busy time. But we do appreciate you coming on to the show. I do appreciate you continuing to sponsor the show. And again, guys, if you need their help, you can reach them at 770-732-0244. And again, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay. Again, thanks, Laura, for your time, and we'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye bye.
So again, guys, that was a great 20-25 minutes that we had with a professional accountant that knows the laws. You know, this W-4 thing is super important. The W-4 is super important. A lot of people don't even touch that W-4 for years. You know, a lot of people don't touch it for years once they start working for a company. You know, you have to fill it out in the beginning. And then after that, they don't touch it for years. So a lot of times, you know, when you get to the end of the year and ready to file your taxes, then you know, you get hit with that and you're like, man, you know, they didn't take out enough taxes on you during the year. So that's where this W-4 form comes into play. Okay. So, again, great stuff. And, again, for your 401k, if you guys dipped into your 401k during the pandemic, this pandemic's still going on, but during the pandemic, you guys dipping into your 401k, just remember that you have to go in yourself and you have to look at your taxes yourself and see if they charge you that 10% penalty, because it should be waived for you taking money out during the pandemic. That's also very important, and that could mean a lot of money in your pocket according to how much you pulled out. But again, this is just me now talking, guys. But for me, I would take a loan against the 401k instead of just sucking that money out and not paying it back to yourself. If you take a loan out, you won't be charged a 10% penalty, but you will be able to put that money back into your 401k as a loan payment. So, guys, it's a lot to think about, a lot of stuff going on with these taxes, and it's very important to you and your family. You know, a lot of people don't think about this until the beginning of the year when they know they should get they think about it at the end of the year. Okay, Christmas time, people start thinking about getting their income taxes. And so, you know, it's important that you have a tax professional to take care of you and your family with taxes. And CPA on Duty, very professional, very up to date, and you guys should you know, let them handle your tax situation. Okay, let them handle your tax situation. Let them even just take a look at your tax situation and see if you're being if you're able to take advantage of everything that you have or don't have, and you know they may see something that you've never seen before that you're not taking advantage of, and that's the power of having a professional behind you. Okay, my mom always told me. And before I close out the show, my mom always told me you need a good tax personal accountant, and you need a good doctor, and you need a good lawyer in your corner at all times. Okay, and that's important to you and your family. So I appreciate you guys listening to the show today. Hey, I'll see you guys in about 23.5 hours. Hey, love you guys. Take care of yourselves. Stay safe. Keep your mask on. Keep your mask on over your face. Money changing colors like that. That's gonna keep everybody safe during this time. I want all you guys to come back year after year after year after year, listening to the show. We staying connected. We keeping everything going and taking care of ourselves. and our families. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you.
Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, yeah, that skillet, watch me flip it like the five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a set, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my lip. I didn't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball every week. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball. Me. Democracy, you wanna copy me? Watch, like Monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool, whip up your soda, diamonds on steroids. Watch Jimmy.